the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
This week, a row erupted between Mexico and the US over water. The two countries have a decades-long agreement to share water from the rivers that cross both countries. Texan sugarcane growers are now blaming Mexico for killing off their business by cutting off the water supply. A shortage of water is a real concern, not just in this region, but in many parts of the world. How is this shortage likely to impact in the future? Ruth Freeman of Research Ireland, our Tyja Aaron, joins me now. Ruth, you're very welcome to the programme. Scarcity of water is going to be a threat for businesses. In what way and how serious do you think it can become?
I mean, Richard, I think it's going to not just be for business, but for everybody. And of course, businesses are affected by the things that affect their employees, their customers and their infrastructure. And at the moment, there was a report from 2023. At the moment, we've about 2 to 3 billion people globally who suffer from water shortages. That means that at least 1 month of the year, they don't have enough access to water. And of course, if you think about what we use water for, the biggest thing we use it for is agriculture. So about 70% of the water globally gets used for agriculture, and then about 20% gets used for our industrial processes, like producing energy and goods and everything. So any shortages for businesses can obviously impact on their supply chain, which might be coming from agriculture or from other industrial processes. It might impact on their energy prices, but it's also potentially going to impact on the health and welfare of their employees.
And that water stress that some countries are under, it's not necessarily places you would automatically think of. Late last year, the World Resources Institute suggested that 25 countries are facing extreme water stress. Yeah. Saudi Arabia, Chile, South Africa, Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium and Greece. So there's two European countries there. I mean, with Belgium, there's a very high population density and it's a highly urbanised area. And if you think about the way the water cycle works, if you've got a very concrete landscape, it's much, much harder for water to get back into the ground again and be recycled. And also, like us, Belgium has an inefficient water system. So that means they're essentially losing water through old plumbing systems. But on average, you know, Belgians use about 100 litres of water a day. I mean, we in Ireland use closer to 130 litres a day. So that, you know, they're not as high water users as we are.
And among that list, what about Chile? How serious is it for them?
I mean, Chile has had some really serious years of drought. So on average in Chile, you normally have over 800 millimetres of rain every year. But they've had years in the last 5 years when they've had less than 15 millimetres of rain. And they've had no new snow at all in the Andes in some of those years, which means, again, you don't have anything replenishing their water supplies. So they are certainly very concerned that they are going to run out of drinking water.
South Africa, in places like Cape Town, people are already living with pretty tough water restrictions.
That's
they?
Right. In 2018, South Africa introduced the concept of day zero, which was when they would run out of water. So in advance of that, they've introduced pretty strict restrictions at times. People have only about 50 litres of water to use a day. And just to give you a sense of what that means.
What'll that get you?
It'll get you maybe a 90-second shower, brush your teeth twice, one toilet flush, one sink full of water to wash up and one cooked meal.
And it's only when you put it that way, it sort of brings home the very notion of how much we use and how dependent we are on those quantities as well. From a business point of view, one of the issues isn't just about scarcity of water, it's about contamination of water. What's happening there and the impact of human activity?
I mean, there's huge impact, particularly actually on fresh water, which is where we get a lot of the energy that we need for industrial processes particularly. And I mean, we're seeing a number of things. I mean, obviously plastic is one big issue. Sewage is an issue. But also as there are more of us and we are taking more pharmaceuticals, you know, both legally and illegally, they are both going through us into the water or they're disposed of into the water. So we now have a situation where, you know, it could be up to 40% of our fresh water areas in Europe have levels of drugs in them that could potentially have an impact on us. And, you know, obviously, during COVID, we monitored wastewater to see COVID, but you can also look at drugs in water. So, I mean, just to give you a sense of this, in Glastonbury, downriver from Glastonbury, we're seeing levels of cocaine that's actually impacting the European eels that live in the Whitewater Lake there.
Eels,
yeah, being impacted by obviously drugs that are passing through people getting into the water.
It puts another sort of perspective on that book, The Secret Life of Eels, doesn't it?
But, yeah.
If you look at Ireland, there is a tendency to say, that's not our problem. These are problems elsewhere. We've got tons of water.
Yeah.
But it's not about the quantity of water, it's about the quantity of good quality water.
Good quality water and also the distribution of water throughout the year and geographically where you have it. I mean, at the moment, we are suffering from water shortages in Dublin. So people need about 620, we need about 620 million litres. We only have about 600 million litres going in at the moment. And nearly all of that's coming from the Liffey. So of course that Liffey is subject to differences throughout the year. And it's also very, very expensive to clean water. And we don't necessarily have all the innovation we need now to take everything out of the water and get it clean. That costs a lot of money. And of course, that can go to the bottom line.
And it's probably going to take a long time to fix with a growing population and a growing economy. Ruth Freeman, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.